So I asked you to sort of pick something, and you apologized for picking something where you play, as it's not your release, it's David Bennett Thomas's release. It's from the album Headspace. Tell us who David Bennett Thomas is, Joel.
Well, David Bennett Thomas is someone that I had not been aware of. I actually have a little artist in residency at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. I go down about 3 or 4 times a semester to teach, and he's a composition and a piano instructor down there. And we had met a few times, and he came to a couple master classes that I did, and just floated the idea to me one day, saying, "Would you come down and record some of my compositions?" And I said, "Sure." And that happens a lot, and I didn't think too much of it until I went down and met him and rehearsed and played his compositions, and I just thought to myself that as we were playing them, this guy's great. I mean, he writes this beautiful music, and he has his own style, and I was just really kind of blown away by him, and I think this record is really beautiful that he made.
It is really beautiful, and I'd never heard of this guy until you mentioned him. I started listening to it, and this is how bad a control freak I am. The entire premise of this is that the musicians will tell me what cut they love and what cut they want to play and talk about. So Joel tells me about David Bennett Thomas. I listened to the whole CD. Joel has suggested the song Driving Home Music, and I said, I really kind of like this other one better. And Joel said, all right, play that one then. So we're going to play Christina's World, 1948. All right, that's David Bennett Thomas. You're hearing Joel Fromm play on it. So, Joel, if you were to describe what it is you love about this guy and about this music, is there a way you can put it into words?
I would say that he has kind of a classical composer's perspective on jazz in a way, and just that particular track, as much as I love it, it doesn't quite explain it as much as I would like, but. But he really has this beautiful modern idea of harmony. He also has some. If you hear the rest of the record, you'll hear some influence of Philip Glass and some influence of some more modern composers that are sort of flavoring his music. And so I really like him because he's sort of forward-looking and at the same time has a lot of tradition in his music as well.
It's a great, I mean, back to front. I mean, I listened to it as much as I could to get ready for this. And back to front, it's really a great and easily overlooked thing. It's rare that you can mention anything to Chuck Obuchowski that he doesn't already know about, but he did not seem to know about this when it came up. So thanks so much, Joel, for introducing us to David Bennett Thomas and the
Oh,
album
my pleasure.
Headspace. And, of course, go Packers.
Yeah, that's right. Go Pack.
Oh, Chuck wants to say one thing, too, while you're here.